News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you will be well aware at this stage that the Dáil descended into chaos on Tuesday. But what is driving, I suppose, what is a coarsening of behaviour generally across politics? And what does behavioural science say about this? Well, who better to discuss this than Leslie Shoemaker, a counselling psychologist, lecturer in TU Dublin. Leslie, first off, what did you make of events last Tuesday?
I was sad. I was disappointed. Here's the reality. Politicians are held to a higher regard. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. When you put yourself forward for office, you are putting yourself to live a life which is more narrow, more rigid, and one which must be perceived by the public as, you know, you're upholding our morals and our values. Because the public are merciless when politicians step outside of the parameters. But unfortunately, forgive me, it seems like it's a no holds barred all over the place. And as an American, I'm mortified to be American at the moment. You know, Trump is our lovely little kingpin in this arena.
Is he driving it, do you think? Has Trump changed politics all over the world, do you think?
I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, first and foremost, COVID, my favorite topic to talk about. No, but the reality is, COVID has changed the rules. Before COVID, society, we all had a set of rules. We're not going to kick. We're not going to bite. We're not going to shout. We're going to all live with a certain level of decorum. I'm not saying we're perfect. And after COVID, it just seems like aggression,
anger. A little more feral.
Yeah. Like, I was on the bus the other day and there was a big poster there saying everybody deserves to be on public transportation without having hassle. I can't remember exactly how it was phrased.
Yeah, I've seen those posters.
I was thinking, I live here over 30 years. I'm a busser. I don't have a car. And I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Yeah.
So it's a symptom of what's happening all over the place. But now that it's permeating into our politics is really quite fascinating.
Okay. And I don't want to be too simplistic about this. And maybe we in the media have a tendency to always try and put a label on something. Was that mob rule on Tuesday?
For me, yes, very much so. That was a group of people. I think we have a few different things, possibilities. We're not going to know because we're not in their heads. But one possibility, I call it the see me syndrome. You know, let's get to be seen. We want to let everybody know we're here. We're going to shout. We're going to roar. We're going to let them know that we are powerful through being aggressive, which is not the way to go about it. You know, what's that phrase in media they use? Something about, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. That was something that came to me. Then we have the fact we have an individual who is new into this role.
Verona Murphy.
Verona Murphy, thank you. And she, you know, God help her. I don't know if anybody, I don't care who you are, could have managed that. That was awful. And then a fact, we have the whole gender aspect of it. We have a group of men yelling, screaming, quite aggressively, even amongst each other. And it's a woman. And it's kind of mob rule against a woman, which I'm uncomfortable with.
Okay. So, bullying?
Yeah. I mean, the definition of bullying is it has to happen more than once. This has happened more than once.
Misogynistic?
I think that for some individuals, there's probably an element of that. I'd say for other individuals.
I should say the opposition absolutely emphatically refute that or deny any suggestion of that it is in any way misogynistic.
They have to. They have to appear to be saying, you know, they need to be politically correct. Forgive the pun on that one. You know, that kind of behavior isn't tolerated. But when I was going through comments in different forums, one theme that kept coming up is if I went into my workplace and I behaved this way, there would be consequences.
You wouldn't get away with this in any other workplace.
Why are we getting away with this in a very public workplace? And I know for poor Verona, she's stuck between a rock and a hard place because on one hand, if she brings in sanctions or consequences, whatever language you want to use, they may double up against her.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, by not doing anything about this, it permits the behavior to continue.
I remember in the early 90s, Albert Reynolds was Taoiseach and he got into a load of hot water for using the word crap in the Dáil. It seems like a very long time ago and a different, more genteel kind of era. We had somebody giving the two fingers in the Dáil. We had somebody using the F word in the Dáil on Wednesday. there is a coarsening generally of behaviour and of language.
There is, and videoing with cameras. Hold on here, folks. I mean, when did we descend into this kind of behaviour that we see these awful videos that crop up after, you know, bad events? I'm just taken aback by the whole thing.
The shame, shame, shame chant. What did you make? Did you see that while the video was taking place? Some of the TDs were shouting shame, shame, shame. Any take on that?
You know what? It's dirty politics now. Forgive me. People are resorting to the most base and coarse behavior. And it's, again, the gloves are off.
And in your professional behaviour, where does this bring us as a society?
Schoolyard. Forgive me.
In your professional opinion, I should say, not behaviour, yeah.
Well, no.
Schoolyard.
Schoolyard.
Back to the schoolyard.
We're back to the schoolyard. And that is the reality. As human beings, you know, as we grow up, we learn new coping skills, we get more sophisticated, I'd like to think. And what happens is sometimes, I don't think it's necessarily in this situation, but sometimes when our frontline coping mechanisms don't work, negotiation, conflict management, which is what I saw Verona Murphy trying to do that first day. She really was trying to appeal to their logic and negotiate, navigate this with them. They weren't having it. So as we go through conflict, if our frontline mechanisms aren't working, we kind of go backwards, backwards, backwards until you feel like you're talking to a 2-year-old who's throwing their toys out of the pram. That's just how we operate.
Plenty of toys were being thrown out of the pram in the Dáil last Tuesday, no doubt about that. Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist, lecturer in TU Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you made of it all. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.